Hi there, welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Today's episode's probably going to be a short one. It's been just a crazy couple of weeks and my brain is fried and I actually almost forgot to record something for you guys. I have a neighbor next door that this crazy RV park that I'm in. And if you've been listening for a while, you know that I was having some issues with some neighbors for a while. Well, I did a few protective things, a few feng shui things that actually started bouncing their funky energy back at them, and it straightened things out. Like, I'm not feeling the heaviness or the, you know, the insanity anymore, but unfortunately, the girl next to me has been bearing the brunt of it this last week, and she's really sweet, and I just hate it, so she's decided to leave, and I got home today from my pet sitting gig, and she messaged me and said, you know, she's in Honduras or somewhere. She's a tour guide and a travel agent, and she's working out of the country, but she's got to get her trailer packed up and moved. So instead of remembering to record my podcast, I was working in the rain for a couple of hours, unhitching her stuff and putting things away inside and figuring out how to bring in slides on a big RV. I don't have slides on the Airstream, so I was having to figure out how to do a lot of things, but I got it done. But it was raining, and it's mosquito time, and I'm covered in bug spray, and so I'm kind of a hot mess tonight, so I think I'm going to go catch a shower. But I didn't want to, you know, miss an episode with you guys, because I've committed to doing, you know, two of these a week. And at some point, I probably will go back to once a week and invest a little more time in it. But for now, I'm just kind of taking you along on my adventures. It's interesting, though. I have been so tired and so beaten up energetically the last 6 or 8 weeks that I haven't had a lot of inspiration of stuff to tell you guys, which... that's been wearing on me a little bit. That's been kind of making me question, like, am I doing enough to keep my energy, you know, high vibe? Am I slipping into some depression? Do I have some anxiety running, you know, that I'm not aware of, that I'm not, you know, in touch with? So I'm functioning fairly well, but I'm missing some things, and I'm just not staying on top of things like I should. But, you know, I just have a lot of adulting to do. Like, the truck is acting up, so I have to get it in the shop tomorrow. And I've been trying to get somebody to come fix a bunch of stuff on the Airstream. And I'm still working on, you know, building my clients and all that. So, I don't know. I just feel like my head's in a million places, but I'm not very grounded. So, I'm going to have to go back and, you know, take some of my own medicine and practice what I preach and start being much more intentional with my meditations and with my grounding and with, you know, putting some joyful things into my day. But I think I was just really exhausted from my cousins being here and then, you know, moving into somebody else's house for 4 days while you pet sit. You know, that takes a little bit, getting all your stuff together and getting there and, you know, getting situated and then undoing it all. But it was a great few days of puppy love. Those dogs were all over me. It was really sweet. And one was a racing greyhound and the other was that little Ewok looking terrier dog, little guy. And boy, they were cuddly and full of love and slept with me and just, you know, reminded me of what younger, healthy dogs can be like. Because, you know, Dylan was in hospice for the last 3 years or so, and bless his heart, you know, he just couldn't do a lot of stuff. But these guys, you know, could jump up on the couch and we're running around the house and, you know, just doing sweet dog things. And man, every time I would look at them, they would come up and just start giving me kisses or try to get in my lap. It really felt like they knew I needed to be recharged and that I needed some animal love. And I don't know, at one point while I was sitting there with them, oh, that's what it was, I was messaging back and forth with their people just to let them know they were okay. And I don't know what made me do it, but I sent them a picture of Dylan and then a picture of 8 of my critters that were in the hall one day at my house. during a tornado warning. And it was my Australian Shepherd Chow mix, my Newfoundland Chow mix, my Dilla was a small golden, my smaller Great Pyrenees, two little dachshunds. One was long hair, one was short hair, that I had for about 3 months that I rescued and found their people again. So they went back home. And my three-legged cat and then my other cat. They were all in this hallway during a tornado warning up in North Texas about, I don't know, maybe six or seven years ago. And it's one of my favorite pictures. It just kind of looks like Noah's Ark. It's like all these fluffy things, you know, in a hallway. And I pulled that picture up. I sent it to them. And then for some reason, it just hit me. And I don't know if you guys have been doing this too, like energetically. I am crying at the drop of a hat. I'll look at something on TV, start crying. I'll see the pictures of my dog that I sent them and think about them. I bawled for 20 minutes. I am tearing up just out of nowhere lately. I just feel really raw energetically, which is kind of interesting. And, you know, I don't know what's going on, you know, with the ascension energy and human resonance and all that stuff. I haven't really been paying attention, but something's up because, you know, I've actually noticed that with a couple of my clients too. They're very raw and very quick to, you know, feel their emotions, and it's a good thing. I mean, it's all coming up to be witnessed and, you know, surrendered to, and just, you know, let it move through. But it was so sweet. I was just sobbing on, you know, pet sitting and sobbing on their couch. And those two dogs just both curled up on me and just were so empathetic. And, you know, just like Dylan used to be when he could, just, you know, they just couldn't get close enough to me. And I don't know if you're not a dog lover, you know, bless your heart. I'm sorry, because they're amazing. And I love cats too. And I love most any animal, really. But, you know, dogs have my heart. And they're just so empathic, and they, you know, they know what you need, and they both turned and focused on me in such a loving and attentive way, and just stayed with me, you know, until I quit crying. And then I went to the bathroom to wash my face, and I came back, and the Greyhound had shredded like three Kleenex that I had used, and it looked like snow was everywhere. And I knew it was him because there was a lovely piece of shredded Kleenex hanging out of his long Greyhound face. But it was nice to be there. And it was funny when the people got home today, you know, I whispered to the dogs that, you know, that I loved them and I'd see them soon. And the wife messaged me about an hour later, and she said, "I swear these dogs miss you. They've been at the window since you left." And that's the funny thing. My mom's dog does that too. Whenever I leave, he just goes to the front window and looks for me. So I that always makes me feel good. I love that. I love animals and they love me back. Oh, and the other day, this was cool. When my cousins were here, we were out on the porch, and there was this huge black dragonfly. And if you're, you know, if you've been listening for long, you know, my Facebook group is Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. And, you know, this dragonfly was flying around, and I said, "Oh, everybody be still, be quiet." And I looked at him and I said, "Oh, I don't get these very often anymore, because I haven't seen one this season yet." And I mean, it was right on my porch, and I held really still, and it came up and it landed on my hand. I was so excited. Everybody looked, and they were just like, "They don't land on people, do they?" I'm like, "Well, they do me." So I'm sure you guys have your own, you know, critters that like to land on you or be by you. But they pick up on your energy, you know. I think they bring messages to you, but they also bring you good energy, and they pick up on yours. And I saw my little gecko today outside the window when I got home, which was good. So anyway, I'm gonna double down. It's too late tonight to blow up my redneck inflatable bathtub and bring it inside. But I sure would love it up some salt bath tonight. I was really looking forward to that at the place I was pet sitting, but of course the guest bathroom had a shower only, so I was like, "Ah, damn." I took a huge thing of Epsom salts with me because I was so ready to, you know, spend a couple of days taking baths. But Unfortunately, no. So I'll have to do that tomorrow. But yeah, I'm going to circle back on some self-care. I've just caught myself getting really sluggish and not focusing on my health like I should. And I know I've said this before, but I have not been moving my body like I need to. And I'm processing all these emotions and all these traumas and all this stuff, but I'm not moving my body to get the energy of it out of me. And I'm also not going to an energy worker, you know, like me. I do that for other people, but I still need it for myself to clear. So I think it's time for me to find somebody, you know, that can help lift some of this off me. And I'm going to be going to Dallas, hopefully, in the next week or two to stay at a friend's house. And I may go visit my energy person up there, my friend Elizabeth, that she really can, you know, just lift a lot of this off me, because I'm feeling stagnant again. And see if this is true for you. I tend to put on weight when I get stagnant energetically and spiritually and creatively. I tend to, you know, it's a combination, you know, tend to make bad choices food-wise, and I've been doing that for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Honestly, you know, partly depression, you know, from losing Dylan. But I don't like the summer. I don't like the heat. That's got me down. Just a lot of things. So I think I've reverted to kind of an old trauma response of comfort food, and my body doesn't feel good, and it's not processing things energetically like it should. So I'm ready to, you know, not buy any more wine, double down on, you know, lots of green stuff and going back to nutrient density. And I'm gonna try my best to focus on vegetables, you know, seven tenths of a meal be vegetables, and, you know, 3/10 be protein, because I've gotten a little protein heavy again, and that never does me well. So anyway, I don't know if you catch yourself doing that, you know, with your body and stuff too right now. I'm ready to feel lighter and leaner and cleaner and vibrant again. So I've gotten away from listening to my music in the mornings and doing some of my routine. So it's just time to, you know, to practice more self-love and to make my self-care and self-love actionable. And interestingly enough, that was what Panache talked about this morning, was making self-love actionable in, you know, your habits, your daily habits. Drink more green juice. Drink more water. Do, you know, what can you do? What action steps can you take to show more love for yourself and your body and this vessel that, you know, that we house our souls in? So that's what I'm gonna start focusing on. Anyway, this is a short one today. I didn't have all that much to say, and like I said, I am brain dead, and I've got to go wash the bug spray off me because it's so bad over at her place. I had to use the toxic stuff, and I hate that. I hate DEET. So I'm going to go rinse it off before it gets too deep in my pores. But you guys have an awesome... I was going to say have an awesome evening. Really? You'll probably be listening to this at any time besides evening. But anyway, you guys take care. I appreciate you listening. I am rambling now, but I love you, and as always, I appreciate you being here. Talk to you next time. Bye. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @airstream_oracle, or you can email me at hello@shannonpinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients. And I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and you know, I come on, read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you.